help us. And he will do it. Just begin, and gradually you will see that what happens. Even he will help us in taking the first step, if we have little inclination.
In all the time that I've been in Falun Gong, I've always heard the Mondalian from Baba. There's always been a de-emphasizing of spiritual experiences. Like Baba, it seems that Baba never emphasized the importance of those for his lovers. In the book that you wrote, Avatar of the Age, you talk about the work that Baba does, which is opening up, which is cutting the hole in the first plane and drawing people into the first plane of consciousness. And it's...
Seventh door, yes.
Seventh door. Well, maybe I need to be...
Seventh means first door.
First door.
First door, yes.
Which I assume means first plane of consciousness. And my question to you is, there's an allure to the planes of consciousness. I mean, otherwise, why would Baba tell us not to get hung up on them? How should we be relating to that idea that Baba's work is to create an avenue for people to consciously enter the path of involution? Is that something that we should be looking towards, or what's...
Whether you look or you don't look, when the sun rises, of course you see the sun. Now what happens, he has given that simile that he just cuts a hole. Still that piece does not come out. So when that light percolates, little light, and some people they see, so they just want to see that light. So they are drawn towards him. Now this is the first phase of his manifestation advent. This is just the first phase. So when this first phase is there, those people who are drawn towards him, who are facing towards that door, from that hole, through that hole the light is coming little bit. You can't see the light, but you just feel that there is something. So you are drawn. So you are in the first row. During this first phase, those who would come, who have already come, and who would come afterwards, they would be in the first row, so near the door. Now after that, the second phase would start. So they would be following the first, the second row will then come forward, and that second row will follow the first row, thinking that, oh, there is something. Still they can't see the light. There will be some who can just visualize, who can see that the light is there. Others, they feel, because that attraction is there towards that, so they think that, oh, there must be light, I must see. Still you are not seeing that light, but you have that faith in you that, oh, there is that light, I must see, and that's why you are in the first row waiting for that. Then again, the third phase would start. So the third row will be ready there, and the third row, then what will happen, that it will follow the second row, and then the fourth phase and fifth phase, that would be the final phase. So the whole world will be there, just inclined, and why the when the fifth phase would start, that piece which is there, it would just fall down. When it would fall down, then of course the light will come, and then all the humanity will take turn towards that light. For the present, everyone is showing the back, mankind, and they are involved in all this, in the materialism. Afterwards, that about turn will take place, and they will face towards the light. But what will be the difference? First advent means first phase, they will be near the light. And when they see the light, oh, there is more light inside, you know, why we should just see the that light, why not to enter into the door? So they would just try to open the door. Second row which will follow, second row will, those people who will be in second row, they will say that, oh, there is light, they will also push, they would just want to go near it. The third, of course, it will also feel incoming because the face is there, but it will take time. Suppose, you know, first row, second row, third, and the all mankind is here. So, and there is the passage, you know, to enter. So they will all face towards that light, but entry, it will take time. You are just near it, so you get immediate entry. You just try to open the door now, then you will, there is nothing for you but anyhow open the door and go inside. Those who are in the back, they will just, you know, they will just fight that I must go, I must enter through this passage. So it will take time, but everyone will just turn towards that light. And what is that light? That awareness. So awareness, those who will be in the first row, they will have more awareness than the second row. The second row people will have more awareness than the third row. And it will go on like this, but the awakening will be there, though awakening will differ from person to person. So this is that time when, of course, the Ancient One himself works for it, and that's why he has said, I have come not to teach but to awaken.
Is that to say that the result of Baba's work for his lovers now will be that we will enter consciously the path of involution?
No, we can't say that, but one will try to open the door. Because that longing will start. Not everyone will enter into the plane, but that longing will start, and that longing, it will be more in those who will be in the first row. The longing will also be there in the people of second row, but it will be lesser. They will not know that they are at a distance from that. So they will just have the longing to see that light, just go near it. They will not have that longing to open the door and go, enter. So that difference will be there.
Will some Baba lovers now, who are Baba lovers now, when they go through, will they go through the door and will they start experiencing first plane of consciousness, the second, or will they be veiled still?
No, there will be some, of course, not veiled means, it does not happen means there will be some who will be just experiencing when you are under the master. So master, what he does, he also takes you from the plains, but just like I told you, the station, and this is the city, and there is the aerodrome. So aerodrome is just a plane. And this city is the city is called the heaven. So what happens, when you go through the heaven, you see the beauty of the city and you just get absorbed, and you don't want to go to the aerodrome to catch the plane. So he just catches hold of your hand. Those who are under the master means necessarily everyone, those who are who follow him. So, and he takes, even through the city, heaven, when he takes, but hand, of course, his hand, of course, is in your hand. So, he just drags you. So, there is that guarantee for you, that even through the city, he will not allow you to stop anywhere and see things. While going, of course, you can just see here, there, just like when you go in the car, you know, you just see the sight, but the car goes. And you can't stop. So also in that case, when you are under the master, he will take you like this, and he will just take direct to the station. He will not allow you to stop anywhere. So that will happen. And when he talks about the veil, actually those circle members who are there with him, his own circle. So what he does, when anyone enters into his circle, when he accepts anyone into the circle, then he has also binding impressions. But at the same time, he gives them vijnani impressions. That means account is settled. His account means those impressions which he gives, they settle the account, means binding impressions should be wiped out. Not necessarily at that time, but even one takes one birth or second birth or third birth, but the account is settled because plus minus, and it is just nullified. But then he uses them for his universal work. He makes him the medium for his universal work, and through that one he works in the domain of illusion. And that person, of course, he does not know at all what the master was doing through him. He has no idea about it, he does not experience anything. But he makes connection with the world through that medium. And when he makes connections, of course, when he gets God realization, then those who are connected by him, they also get the benefit. And this is the reason why it takes 100 years, because within the period of 100 years, the circle members get realization. So when they get realization, the world is benefited, and that's why for his manifestation it takes 100 years. But don't worry, whether you want God realization and you don't, whether you want it or you don't want it, you will have it. So it is better than just to please him, that's all. Because it is destined, you will have it. And I feel very, very strongly that though after he dropped his physical body, and those who are coming to him during the first phase of his advent, they are the persons definitely touched by him physically. This is a definite thing. And how? Now from 1917, Baba started his work. So how many persons must have come in his contact? There were darshan programs, they would come and Baba would touch them, Baba would give them prasad. There are not many who followed him, means lived with him. But people, of course, so many people, they were following him. They were under his direct instructions. They were working in the world. They were also there. And how many were there who would come and go, just give prasad when there would be darshan program? During this 1953 and 54, he must have contacted millions in South India, Northern India, everywhere, thousands. But also, you just see that in, you must have seen that film, 1937 film, Nasik film. Then 1938, 1925, when Baba was there, so many people would come. Why Baba changed the place? Because when Baba would be in Mehrabad, thousands would come at that time. And Baba would not want this crowd. He wanted secluded place. So then he would go from place to place. He would remain in one place for 6 months, 10 months, 9 months, again another place he would change. He would never be in one place, never. And when he would go to any other place, he would see that nobody should know about him. No one should know about him. Just in seclusion, his work quite different. Not that big crowd and this. Even if you are not there, if you have not seen, do you think that he has not done the work for you? Everything is in him. Everything. So when he was working in seclusion for the mankind, it is his work that you were with him all the time when he was working for you. So physical presence, of course, it was not necessary for him that you should come and see, have physical touch or not. But this is a definite thing that those who are coming, who have come and who are coming, they are the persons physically touched by him. In second phase also, there will be persons physically touched and others. Because what happens, just like now, Dane is here, he is physically touched by him. Then, of course, he does not know that. But he has also his friends and relatives at that time. So his touch, what he got from the master, it also helps others when he comes in association with them. So they also come also along with him. So it goes on, it is just very complicated issue and how to understand it. But only thing is that we are really fortunate to be in his contact. It is a great thing. Thousands and thousands of births, if you do go on doing meditation and yoga practice, in comparison to one touch from him, it is nothing. It is nothing. One incident I tell you. One day we were at Mehrazad, so Baba asked me to write certain book. I said, Baba, you asked me to write, but where is the time? You just give me time. She said, do one thing. When we go to Pune, so 3 months we stay there. At that time I will give you time and you write. All right. So we went to Pune. And I had to go to Baba at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So Baba says, instead of 3 o'clock, you come to me at 4 o'clock. 3 to 4, Meherji, of course, he is there, he would also feel happy. So he would be with me for 1 hour, and you are free. 1 hour he gave me for writing a book every day. 1 hour. Very big hearted, infinite heart. Now, first day, what happened? The day we reached Pune. So I was sitting on the veranda. I thought that from the next day I would start. So I was sitting on the veranda and Meherjit at 3 o'clock went to Baba. And after half an hour, of course, he came back and went to Eraj. He did not say anything to me. So I thought that he must have brought some message from Baba to Eraj. So I was sitting there. After 3-4 minutes, Baba clapped. And when Baba clapped, Gaver came running and she goes to Baba. And Baba says, where is Bhau? So Gaver comes to me and Gaver says that you are sitting here and Baba is all alone there. So I went there. And Baba says, why did you not come? I said, you had asked me to come at 4 o'clock. Did Meherji not tell you? I said, no, he did not tell me. Call him. So I called him. Why did you not tell him that I wanted him? So I forgot, but he must have asked me. Baba says, yes, why did you not ask him? And Baba got upset. So then I thought that it is better that at 3 o'clock, just I should keep ready. Just waiting any time, of course, Meherji would come and I have to go. So I could not write. I did not even start. And Baba did not ask. Baba did not ask whether you have started writing or not. No. 3 months did not write anything. There was no time. Then we went back to Mehrazad. Baba would call me at 3 o'clock. And you know, Rano's room and veranda is there. So I would go and sit there. And Baba would call the women Mandli. And then of course he would be with them. And at 5 o'clock he would call me inside the room. And I would think that Baba unnecessarily calls me here. And according to his order, I would not take papers and pen and this. I would not write there. So I would just go and sit there. It went on. And one day, when Baba was leaving the Mandli hall, he tells me that one urgent letter, of course you write. And he left. So according to his instruction, of course, I have to follow him. So I went and I was sitting there. And I was just thinking that I just come and sit there, sit here for 2 hours. Why does he not, why Baba does not ask me to bring papers, this, so I would have written here. I don't know, unnecessarily I come and sit here for 2 hours. So my mind was working, and at 5 o'clock Baba called me. So I went. He said, did you write that letter? I said, how could I write, Baba? You told me and you left, so according to your instruction I came and sat there. You sat there, you did nothing? I said, absolutely nothing. I was just sitting there. You did nothing at all? I said, no, I was just sitting there waiting for your call. He said, how unfortunate you are. You did nothing? I said, absolutely nothing. I did not do that. I was just waiting and waiting. Every day I come and sit there, do nothing for 2 hours. See, how unfortunate. Go to Himalaya and see what happens there. People, they just sleep on the nails so that they may not fall asleep. And they remember me for years and years. And I don't go and see them. And here you are. You just come, sit comfortably on chair. Comfortably on chair and definitely wait for my call, and definitely I call you in 2 hours. You sit comfortably. So to wait for my call, it is not work. And you say that I do nothing, absolutely nothing. This is the most important work you do, that you just wait for my call. So, and you say that you do nothing. You have no importance of this. So that is the thing. We think that we do this and we do that to wait for his call. Yesterday I told the story about Gustadji. What was in his life? Nothing, just to observe silence. And people would say, oh, he was not doing anything. He was doing the most important thing, and that incident I told you, that what Baba said, that he is pleasing me. He was obeying 100%, you were obeying 100%. But the difference is that his obedience makes me pleased. Your obedience does not make me pleased. So that is the thing. In spirituality, of course, whatever the master wants, one should do it. His pleasure, that is the most important thing. Or Dunkin, intelligent person, very, very intelligent. And no work. Baba would not give him any work. And that intelligent person, it is really very, very difficult to just live with, to stay with him without work. Very difficult. So he would just become like a mad. So what Baba would do? Baba would call him and he would say, poor Dunkin, now, because you know his food is no good, and that's why he feels restless, something should be done for his food, and otherwise his health, of course he will ruin his health. Adi just makes some arrangement for his food. So he would make arrangement for his food. For a few days that satisfaction would be there, and then something would happen. But then Baba would just divert his attention, so all the time nothing but talk about food. So that was the occupation, just thinking about food, this is not good, that is not good, just it would go on, good occupation for him. Then afterwards, after years, and he, Baba would say that I would give you a very important work, medical work, you would be so busy that you will feel fed up with that. I have a plan, so just wait, and wait means for years together, and he would feel restless. So Baba would ask him about food. So the food, of course, one year, 1.5 years, 2 years, nothing but discussion about food. So his whole attention then would be on food. just thinking about food, this is not good, that is not good, this food I don't like, that food I don't like, and changes in food. Then afterwards, Baba would say that, now Dankin, of course, you know, he needs silence and quiet place. There, that movie theater is there at Ahmednagar. He was in the compound. So because of the noise, he gets disturbed. So noise, then it would be just every day discussion about noise. So much noise, so he would be just thinking about the noise all the time. Then, no, some other place should be selected for him, where there should be, he needs quiet. So then quiet, of course, we lose place. So there one quarter was selected for him, and he was there. So it went on and on, quiet place. So sometimes, but he would want work, and Baba would go on, but Baba would not give him any work. But Dr. Dankin, I know him. Very closely I know him. Once, you know, I felt very much touched for Baba's love for Dankin. So much love. So we were at Satara, and Satara we were, and Baba would not give me breathing time. He would not, since the time I joined him, day and night work. So we were in Satara, and day and night work, and Dankin, of course, without any work, he was watching me. So at night also, when everybody would sleep, I would do my correspondence at that time. 4 o'clock I had to get up. So Dankin was watching. So he wrote, he did not say direct to Baba. He did not, but he wrote a letter to Baba saying that Bhau's health is failing, and if care is not taken, then of course it would become a serious matter. And when that letter Dankin gave to Baba, next day 3 doctors were brought to examine me. Dr. Dankin, Dr. Nilu, and Dr. Ghaver. That is now different stories. And then he gave me bed. They suggested that I must have bed rest for 7 days. But in that letter, Baba's pocket means post office. He would put everything in the pocket. Now it happened in 1955. 58, we were there at Mehrazad. And suddenly at night, when I was with him, Baba says, "Do you know how much Dan loves you? Have you any idea?" And I did not know that Dankin did this. He says, "Bring that coat." So I brought the coat, and he took out that letter and gave me, "Read it." So I read that letter, and I really felt touched. And Baba says, "This is Dankin. He does not show his love. He does everything. What he would do, you know, sometimes he would help us. You have no idea, you know, our life, no time, nothing, our bed bugs would be there, thousands of bed bugs, no time to clean." So Dankin was the person who would just take our bedding out, and he would just, when we would not be there, because he knew that we would not like him to do this work. So when we would not be there, so at that time when we would be in another bungalow, when Baba would be in seclusion, so in our absence he would do all this work. And he would clean everything, wash this, and then arrange before we would come, it would be ready. And will you believe that bed bugs, we did not have anything, no time, so we would just put DDT powder, and the bugs would not die, nothing. They would be in that box, you know, did some trouble, so that nobody should appreciate what help he would render.
Why didn't you want him to do it for you? Why would you not want him to do it for you?
Why would you? Now this work, you know, personal thing, and why he should attend? Why should he do that? Nobody would like, you know, that others should just do the personal work, washing and cleaning. So nobody would like, and he also knew that nobody would like that. So in our absence he would do that. And in our absence he would do, and then when we would find that, so we could understand that, oh, Dr. Duncan must have done that. And he would not tell. But when we would come to know, so then of course he would create such a trouble that we would think that, why did he do that? So knowingly he would create such a thing so that we may not appreciate. We must not say that, oh, thank you, this. He would not like that. He would not like that. He was quite a different person. He would not be just mixing with the people and talking and this. When there would be program, Dr. Duncan would be just away. He would not come. When there was the Mass Darshan program in Andhra, and